Opening ceremonies in the Utah Senate chambers began with performers from the Utah Opera Company singing the national anthem. Every session, House and Senate leaders invite representatives from an organization they want to recognize to appear before the political body. Senate President Wayne Niederhauser says he chose the Opera Company because the organization is celebrating its 40th anniversary.
Color Guard, attention! Forward march!
Members of a West Valley Scout troop representing the state's Latino community displayed the national and Utah flags.
We're gonna be presenting the colors. We're gonna be the Color Guard.
That's Salvador Garcia.
Color Guard, halt!
I'm from Mexico, Morelos.
On the Senate floor, Niederhauser recognized the boys and thanked them for being contributing members of society, something Garcia says had an impact on him and his troop.
Prove to ourselves that we're capable of doing something this important.
Democratic Senate Minority Leader Gene Davis says asking the boys to serve as color guards that day represents a nonpartisan call by Utah lawmakers to encourage national lawmakers to address DACA.
There's promises that have been made that the February 8th meeting or deadline that we will finally take care of DACA. We have to take care of that. That is one of the top priorities, I think, in this nation.
Utah Governor Herbert agrees, saying children brought to the U.S. by their parents should be able to call America home.
These are young people that really, for all intents and purposes, are Americans. And that's the only country they know. And we should, in fact, treat them as such. Find a way to, in fact, keep them legal. Doesn't mean necessarily that they become citizens, but provide an opportunity for them to live their dreams here in America.
Herbert and members of the Utah legislature are expected to advance discussion about DACA next week based on what the federal government does or does not do in regards to children brought here illegally by their parents. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.